This is VOA News. We have a remote. I'm Melissa Belton. Federal Appellate Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett advanced another step Sunday to winning confirmation to a lifetime appointment on the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Senate voted to end Democrats' filibuster on her nomination. They set up a Monday night vote on her all but certain confirmation to the seat left vacant by the death last month of a liberal icon, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The conservative Barrett would be President Donald Trump's third appointment to the court and significantly tip its ideological balance toward a 6-3 majority. Barrett could be sworn in by Tuesday in time to hear any voting disputes related to Trump's November 3rd re-election bid against Democratic challenger Joe Biden. Barrett could recuse herself from consideration of such cases since Trump appointed her to the court, but she has declined to say at her confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee whether or not she would recuse herself. She would likely be among the justices hearing a new challenge November 10th on whether to invalidate the country's Affordable Care Act, which Mr. Trump has sought to overturn. Barrett appears to have at least a 52-vote majority in the 100-member Senate for confirmation, all of those Republicans, and more if any Democrats vote in her favor. Republican U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are campaigning today to fire up their supporters and sway the last remaining undecided voters 9 days ahead of the national election. Mr. Trump is headed to rallies in the northeastern states of New Hampshire and Maine. Mr. Biden on Sunday is making a virtual appearance at a concert aimed at getting people out to vote. While Trump has continued to stage large outdoor rallies despite the pandemic, Mr. Biden has stuck to smaller gatherings and virtual appearances.